So, you have an X-Men 3 script for me.
Yes, sir, I do. And at the beginning of this one, Cyclops is going to be really sad because Jean Grey died in the last movie.
That's right, she did.
Yeah, so he's going to go revisit the lake where it happened, and she's going to pop out of the water like, "What's up? I'm back."
So she was hanging out at the bottom of a lake this whole time, just waiting for somebody to show up?
I guess so.
Oh, underwater patience is tight.
It sure is. So they're going to reunite and share a little kiss.
Wow, it's going to be crazy to see how those two characters move forward after all.
And so Cyclops is gonna die.
What?
Yeah, she kisses him and his skin goes blah, 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 and then he dies off screen or something. I don't know.
And that's the end of Cyclops?
Yeah, I wanted to show that I'm a big boy and this is a serious movie, so I figured killing off a main character right at the start is a good way to do that.
I guess it will be cool to see the repercussions of his death and how the X-Men deal with it.
Oh, there won't be any repercussions. He's just dead and nobody cares and I'm a big boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what's going on with Jean? How come she killed her boyfriend and hid in a lake?
Well, the Dark Phoenix part of her is in control now.
Oh, we're doing the Dark Phoenix storyline. That's a fan favorite from the comics.
That's right, but we're gonna do it a little differently.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, instead of the Phoenix Force and whatever, this is just gonna kinda be her full potential that Professor X suppressed or something.
That sounds like it's gonna be so much worse.
Yeah, I can't really dive into the whole cosmic entity Phoenix Force because there's like a whole other storyline going on.
Oh, there is.
Well, there's gonna be this whole thing where this lab got their hands on this kid that makes people lose their powers, and they used him to develop a mutant cure.
So we're gonna do the hugely important Dark Phoenix storyline, but as kind of a background thing.
Right, so a lot of the time, Jean's just gonna stand around in the background looking real upset.
Huh.
But at a certain point, she's gonna make Professor X explode.
Professor X is gonna explode.
Yeah, I'm a big boy, and this is a serious movie.
I thought the death of Cyclops was to show that you're a big boy, and this is a serious movie.
Well, look, I gotta keep the drama going in this thing, so once in a while, I'm just gonna, you know, completely destroy something we set up in the first two movies.
Well, okay then. So tell me more about this cure storyline.
Well, we're gonna have Magneto gather a bunch of mutants together.
Oh, what kind of mutants?
One's a little porcupine that you shouldn't give hugs to, and the other is a GPS tracking device.
Those don't sound super exciting.
Well, if you want to talk about exciting, Magneto is gonna use GPS Lady to track down Mystique, who's on this prison transport bus.
Oh, that does sound exciting.
Yeah, but then she's gonna get shot with a cure needle and lose her powers.
If the guards had access to the cure, why didn't they already use them on the mutants they captured?
I don't know.
Fair enough. And is Mystique gonna get her powers back eventually?
No, she's done. She's gonna become a snitch and then be out of the movie.
But people really liked Mystique. She was super interesting.
Well, I figure we could get her out of the movie to give some other characters their time in the spotlight.
So we're gonna focus on GPS Tracker and Porcupine?
Yeah, but also a guy that can multiply himself and this guy Juggernaut who runs through walls.
Oh, I already miss Mystique.
She's done.
Yeah, you said that.
So anyway, then Magneto and his crew wanna go destroy the lab on Alcatraz that's making the cure.
Oh, so what do they do?
Well, Magneto is gonna use his Magneto powers to lift the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, and he's gonna drop the bridge on the facility? That's really cool.
No, he's gonna move the bridge over a bit and connect Alcatraz to the mainland.
What? Why?
Well, he's like, Charles always wanted to build bridges.
Right, but it feels like the only thing that would do is give his enemies a way to attack him from behind.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happens. So then there's gonna be a whole big battle scene.
Even though Magneto could easily end it at any time. And why doesn't he?
Well, the thing about Magneto is that he'll use his full powers for dramatic transportation, but never for fighting.
Well, then I imagine Dark Phoenix could just kill everybody.
For sure, but she's mostly just gonna dramatically stand behind Magneto.
Why wouldn't she just kill everybody they want to kill, though?
Well, if Phoenix and Magneto use their full powers, then there's no need to have a fun little battle where the lesser mutants use their powers.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so there's gonna be this whole thing where Magneto's crew are trying to kill the little cure boy.
Wow, so Nightcrawler teleports in and saves the boy?
No, he doesn't.
Why not?
Well, because I forgot he existed until you just brought him up, so he's not in the movie.
Fair enough.
So anyway, eventually Wolverine and Beast are gonna stab Magneto with the cure needles, and he's gonna lose his powers.
Oh, wow.
But then Jean Grey's gonna go all Dark Phoenix and start destroying stuff.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but Wolverine can regenerate, so he starts walking towards her.
Very cool.
Yeah, and his clothes are gonna disintegrate as he walks.
PG-13.
His shirt is gonna disintegrate as he walks, but his pants are fine.
There you go.
And then he's gonna stab her.
With the cure needle, so she loses her powers too?
No, with his claws, so she dies.
What?
Yeah, so now we have three dead main characters, two great villains that lost their powers, one character that I forgot, and also Rogue gets rid of her powers voluntarily.
I have to say, it's gonna be difficult to leave the door open for sequels after all your big boy stuff.
Actually, super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're gonna have a little scene at the end where Magneto's in a public park and he makes a little metal chess piece move.
Shouldn't he be in jail or in hiding? Isn't he like a world-famous terrorist?
You'd think so, but apparently you can destroy the Golden Gate Bridge and face no consequences.
I didn't know that.
So what do you think of the movie?
To be honest, I'm not exactly sure about the way that we're handling this whole Dark Phoenix thing.
I'm pretty sure it's the right way to go.
I don't know, it feels like people might hate it.
Tell you what, if people do hate it, we could just retry the storyline in a decade or so.
Hey guys, it's Studio Executive Guy here.
And I'm Screenwriter Guy, that's my actual legal name.
And if you like these pitch meeting videos, you're definitely gonna like what's going on at the Aliens Guide YouTube channel. You can head over there to see alien cinephile Garrix Wormuloid break down the crazy culture of a long-destroyed Earth through the lens of movies like X-Men First Class, Star Wars The Last Jedi, Avengers Infinity War, and a whole lot more. So go check them out by clicking here and tell them that Screen Rant sent you.
It's super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Why do you always say that?
I don't know.
Fair enough.